What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Sovereign here, and Joker is going to do a review on Halloween Kills, shittiest movie in a long time. I'm just talking for a little bit because I don't know what they got going on with Michael Myers, but it's on some bull, and I ain't got time for it. I actually already technically saw the movie, got spoiled, but I don't care. It's garbage. But he's going to give you a good review. You know, this is just a Michael Myers Halloween special. Halloween Kills. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm going to let him take care of it.
What's up, everybody? As Slava here said, this is Joker J. I'm going to be giving a good, I mean, not a good, but I try to make an in-depth spoiler. It's a spoiler review of Halloween Ends. And I know a lot of bad publicity been going on about the movie. All is bad and bad and bad. And let me just tell you one thing. It's bad. But let me just explain why it's bad and how it's bad. So the way how the story goes, when the movie begins, we're kind of like back in time. We're back in the 80s or 90s or such. You know, start with the typical horror movie. You got the babysitter and the little kid, you know. So the babysitter comes over to this rich people house, you know, take care of this kid. He seems so adorable. And the rich couple like, oh, take care of our little Timmy for us, Corey. The main character in the movie name is Corey. So the parents leave to go do whatever they do in a hotel that nobody knows. You know, a lot of beds shaking and a lot of squealing animal noises. So while Corey's taking care of this kid, we seem to find out that this kid is a huge butthole. I mean, like an 8-year-old boy ain't supposed to be cussing out their babysitter like this. And like just talking all kinds of crap. So, you know, Corey, the babysitter, he's trying to ignore it or whatever and go do his babysitterly duties. While Corey and the little kid, he's babysitting and watching a movie, he decides to go to the kitchen, you know, fix himself something up to eat and the boy, you know, while they're watching a horror movie. So he leaves and the boy, there's some noises in the background and then Corey runs back and see what was going on and the boy is nowhere to be found. So Corey's panicking. He's trying to look for the boy everywhere in this big old house. I'm telling you, this house is huge. This house, they got like 3-4 story stairs or whatever. So he's looking around everywhere. So Corey finally goes all the way up to the stairs into the attic. And then suddenly the door behind him in the attic closes. And we thinking, dang, Michael got him. Michael got the boy and then locked him up in the attic to go get him. But nah, guess who it is? This stupid boy bullying a grown teenager dude, probably in his 20s or 18, and locked him in a room. And then this made Corey started getting a little claustrophobic and panicking while this boy outside the door talking smack it and locked Corey in, and he would not let him out. So Corey started kicking the door, trying to open the door while he's laughing. And then it was like Corey made this one big kick, but he didn't know that the little boy was right behind that door. As soon as that door popped open, it hit the boy in the face, and then the boy fell. The stairway was right there. The boy fell all the way down, ended up killing him. And that's how the movie started. And then it pretty much fast forward to the where Corey, you know, he did his jail time and stuff, you know. The parents came home, found the boy dead, and it just caused a whole bunch of issues. And then Corey's life went left real fast. So now he's more of a grown adult. And so I'm about to get to the part where the story just gets a little. I know it's a movie unrealistic, but come on, it can't be too unrealistic now. So Corey, he's a grown adult. The owner, he's working for his dad at a junkyard. His dad, a junkyard owner, and stuff. So he's trying to live life now. And it's just that this one scene. While he's trying to live life, he's just trying to go get something from the convenience store. From a gas station store. And I didn't know they still do that in movies these days. They have the high school jocks actually bully grown people. But the crazy part is these kids wasn't jocks. They were freaking band members. Like, what kind of high school band members go around acting tough, bullying full-grown adults? I mean, yeah, he accidentally killed somebody, but they even knew who he was. They knew his background story and everything. They knew who he was, and it started. The reason why they was bullying him because he refused to pay for he refused to buy them beer because they weren't legally allowed to buy beer, and they tried to force him to buy beer and they wouldn't. And he had his own beer in his hand. He pushed him down and his own beer like smashed in his hand and got blood anywhere, everywhere. And that's how we get introduced. Damn, what's the girl name? Michael Myers' sister. I'm just call her Jamie Lee Curtis. When Jamie Lee Curtis shows up, I introduce the real main character of the movie. And then like she saw everything. She was able to run the kids off. And the boy just looking defeated, like getting bullied by freaking band members' kids. So she had a good idea. She popped their tires and wherever they roll up in, and then they dip. So, you know, that kind of created a little rivalry towards from the kids to Corey. So if the story goes on, for some reason, they decided to add a love interest, Corey's granddaughter that survived in the last movie. She somehow gets in touch with Corey because over bonding with Jamie Lee Curtis, she brought him after the little pop and tire, they brought him to the house. They talked. They both caught interest with each other, and they went out to the club and everything, had a good time. But at the club, for some reason, I don't know why, the mother of the kid he accidentally killed was at the bar drinking, and everybody's supposed to have fun. For some reason, she's in the bar drinking, and she noticed the killer of her child, accidentally killed the killer of her child, and started name calling him, pushing him around, pushing him on the ground and everything. And then he just dipped out the party. And Jamie Lee Curtis' granddaughter ran after him. He told the whole story, and they even went back inside the old house of where the accident happened, and then he spilled all his guts to her and everything, and that's how they pretty much became close and became girlfriend, boyfriend. Like, the daughter of a crazy uncle that terrorized the whole town, and a dude that accidentally killed somebody. So who would have thought that those kind of type of people would be together? And then it goes further down. Like, after that series, you know, they left the house and went their separate ways. He run the bullies, the high school band geeks, bullies came back in a car and found him on top of some little highway type of stuff. And they still try to pick a fight again with a knife this time. And they got to a little scuffle and he fell off a bridge. And then they thought they killed him. They said, okay, let's get out of here. But the thing is, he didn't die. And the crazy part about this is Michael Myers hasn't been seen in 4 years, ever since the last movie. So how Michael Myers been surviving? They pretty much said he's been eating people, like whoever he been capturing people and eating them inside some sewers. Because there's a homeless man that sees everything. They always be walking around. So Corey's on the ground. He passed out. Somebody start dragging him. Of course, it's Michael Myers. Michael Myers dragging him to his own lair. It's like some underground tunnel system or something. And then Michael Myers was about to kill him the old-fashioned Michael Myers way, you know, choking to death. It's just like the movie gets weird at this point. Now they're trying to bring in some paranormal, spiritual type of stuff into a core. While core is being choked by Michael Myers, both of them staring into each other's eyes. For some reason, they try to represent that Michael Myers saw Corey's life history, how he accidentally killed the kid, and what he's been going through. So he let Corey go. And when Corey got out of there, the homeless man was like, hold on, how you get out of there? Everybody that get dragged up in there never comes out. why is you so special? And then the homeless man was so crazy. He said, he pulled a knife on Corey. He said, I need you to go back in there and you give me that mask. So this homeless man knew Michael Myers was hiding in this tunnel for over 4 years and didn't say nothing to nobody. Even the police or FBI couldn't find Michael Myers in these tunnels. But a homeless man knew it. That's one of the bad parts of the movie. But it go even deeper. For some reason, ever since Corey stared into Michael Myers' eyes, for some reason now they're deeply connected to each other, almost like possession wise. But the thing is, they tried to use this stupid quote, like if you stare deep into the dwell of the darkness, the darkness staring back at you type of stuff. And so this starts messing up Corey psychologically. He started actually wanting to cause more violence. He's starting to act like Michael Myers, not for no reason at all, randomly, just because he survived an encounter with him and they stared at each other's eyes for a little bit, which is kind of stupid. So he's doing all that. He's acting weird around Jamie Lee Curtis, acting like Michael Myers and everything. He's still going out with his daughter. But Jamie Lee Curtis still, she felt that same darkness within him ever since he came across Michael. And she tried to warn her daughter not to mess with Corey anymore because she getting a bad feeling. But for some reason, after everything her grandma and her been through with Michael, she decides to think that she's, like, not jealous, but she don't know what she's talking about. She just don't want her to be happy. I'm like, hold on. You just survived a maniac grandpa murderer, and your own grandma saved you, and you think she's the crazy one, which makes no sense. That's why people ragging on this movie. See, her own granddaughter turned on Jamie Lee Curtis over a boy that she just met, that she knew a crazy history for some reason. Okay, yeah, he makes me happy. Yeah, like you said. Yeah, he's like he makes me happy. He's like, boy, girl, I told you, he got darkness in him. Don't listen. Listen to me. But you know what? She didn't listen. So the boy got an altercation while they was on a date with each other. The boy got an altercation with a random guy. I think he was a police officer. So they got into altercation. They left the little restaurant. They took each other home. But the boy made sure he went back to the restaurant to make sure the guy seen him. And the guy started following him to go get back at him. So the boy had lured him back to Michael Myers' lair. And then for some reason, Michael Myers and the boy are now teaming up with each other, killing folks. I'm like, now, and it showed that Michael Myers is, like, they showed his old age, that he's getting weaker. He's still strong, but he's still getting weak to the point where he can't really kill by himself anymore. That's why he's been in hiding so much after all, because he took a whooping from the whole town in the last movie. Somehow he survived, so I guess it makes sense. But a lot of people didn't like how weak they made Michael Myers. He wasn't a phenomenon anymore, and they kept saying over and over and over in the movie, you're just a man, an old man, like, you're human. So like, now he's not even a spiritual dude anymore, like some kind of demon. That even Jamie Lee Curtis said, I used to think he was the boogeyman, but now I know he's just human. And so for somehow Michael Myers made Corey, who nobody cares about, into his apprentice. With no words, it was all eye contact. It was all instinct, which made no sense at all. For some reason, they kept saying he's just a man, but at the same time, kept trying to put this paranormal bullcrap into saying that Michael is either semi-possessing him or doing some mind tricks into doing his bidding. And they never explained it. Like, they never did. So Michael Myers and the boy, they go on a little killing spree with each other, popping up people's houses, doing a little combo wombo, doing some Street Fighter Cross Tekken type of style. Like, you go high, I go low. They were doing type of that stuff. And then later on, the Corey know that he's changing, but he couldn't stop himself from changing. So they, I guess it really was some kind of paranormal aspects into it. Yeah, he ain't had no self-control. What Jamie Lee Curtis said, this town probably has the darkness, and the darkness chose you this time. And then he just started changing, and then she felt it. And then Halloween finally came. Jamie Lee Curtis and her granddaughter got a huge fight. So that night she said, you know what? I lost everything. I lost my daughter. Now I'm about to lose my granddaughter to a crazy boy. And she had her gun ready. She called the police, said, hey, I would like to report a suicide, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, she said she about to report a suicide. She had a gun with her and everything. This getting to the climax of the movie. And when Jamie Lee Curtis is about to blow her brains out, you can notice the camera lets you notice that somebody's in the house with her. Oh, snap. Actually, I skipped the important part. Actually, before that, hold that thought. Before that part, Corey got into an argument with Jamie Lee Curtis about telling her to stay away from my granddaughter. And she said, I know what's inside of you now. Like, you can't help it. And then she told her, but the boy Corey said, you know what? Like, you think I'm crazy. You're the one that's crazy. You want Michael to come back after you. That was what you've been praying this whole time. And then she never denied it. She said, like, you know, you're right. I want Michael to come back. I want to finish this. And then after that, Corey, whatever amount he had up in him, he went back to the lair. And guess what he did? He beat up Michael Myers. Like, he went back to the lair, beat up Michael Myers in a wrestling match. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Yeah, no, he didn't get strong at all. He's still him. That's the weird part. He become Michael Myers. He's weaker now and stuff. He beat him up, and then he stole his mask. But Michael Myers, he never really tried to kill him, until he really needed to. Like, so he got beat up. He stole Michael Myers' mask, and then after he stole the mask and left the lair, Michael Myers was in his usual laying down position like he did, and then he did his iconic sit up. And then, okay, now I'll be back to the part where Jamie Lee Curtis is about to commit suicide. So Jamie Lee Curtis, she got a whole bunch of pumpkins around in there in the house, right?
I can't put that on YouTube.
Oh, snap.
Just say delete.
Oh, delete. Oh, dang. Where was that? Yeah. She was about to delete herself. And then she walked up. She was crying and whimpering. And then all you hear is a bang, and you heard like stuff splatter somewhere. And then the person walks in, whoever was in the house walks in to view it, to see what was going on. And she said, it was funny, it was Michael Myers, but it wasn't him, it was Corey in the mask. And she said, you really thought I was gonna delete myself? And then she shot Corey in the shoulder and stuff, because at first she thought that was really Michael Myers. So I've been waiting for you. And she got him good, and then they were wrestling. I mean, this old lady get down. She shot him. They push him on over the stairs and everything. Pretty much could have killed him.
But my thing is, I don't care how skilled the old lady is. This is a young Brian boy.
Yeah, I know, but she shot him in the shoulder and stuff, and then shot him good times and pushed him, and they fell down the stairs wrestling and stuff, and then she could have killed him. She said, the boy got so crazy though. He got so crazy, he said, if you can't have my granddaughter, he said, if I can't have her, nobody can. They're like, so, you know what? And she shot the gun and she threw away the gun. And the knife was right beside him. He got up, she said, go ahead, do it, kill me. But the thing, like, after he said nobody can't have her, he stabbed his own self in the neck because they daughter pulled up into the front porch. And he basically framed he deleted himself to frame her for being the deleter. And then the granddaughter saw her Jamie Lee Curtis with a knife in her hand and stuff, like, what have you done? And then for some reason, Jamie Lee Curtis, for some reason, she's so composed in every situation, now she don't know how to talk no more. I didn't do it. Like, and then the granddaughter runs out and stuff. And then later, the real Michael Myers come. And then she heard him walk up in the house, and Michael Myers was about to pick up the knife that dude had poked himself with, yeah, in the neck. But and then we found that dude was still alive. Like we found out that he really was kind of possessed or whatever, because he tried to stop Michael from picking the knife up, and then Michael was like, you know what, you're already bleeding. So Michael just went ahead and choked him out, like snapped his neck. And then, but Jamie Lee Curtis, he already knew he was there. So they did the final showdown. The little sister from the first Halloween movie and Michael Myers again, they was tussling and busting up in that kitchen. They were throwing lefts, they were throwing rights, they were throwing kicks, they were throwing some elbows here and there. Yeah, that's her brother. That's her older brother. Brother and sister fight. A cat dog fight. They was going that up in that kitchen too. And then to the point where Jamie Lee Curtis, she got him good. She stabbed his hand. She stabbed his hand into the kitchen table and got him stuck. And then she kicked his knee. And then she threw the refrigerator onto his leg, pinning him onto the kitchen table. She stabbed his other hand onto the kitchen table. So he basically almost got Jesus crossed, but without the hands together. Jesus crossed him. And then she kind of like, she took his mask off, slit his throat. And then, she was saved by the granddaughter. For some reason, the granddaughter said, you know what? Let me go back to the house. Maybe I need to talk to her about her killing my boyfriend. I said deleting my boyfriend.
If he pinned down and got a corpse slice, how he get the advantage again?
He didn't.
Oh.
That was it. Like then like they making sure the dude is dead. She's slit his wrist long ways. And it said, and then because you know she really made a police report about the deleting thing. So the police came, everything done, the granddaughter pretty much saved Jamie Lee Curtis, because after he was pinned down, he still was able to get one hand up and started choking her. And she was like, yeah, do it. And she wants to get deleted by Michael so bad. But the granddad's like, nah, I ain't gonna let you go out like that. You're still my grandma. I love you. And they did. The police came, and he's like, we did it. We got Michael. Like they got Osama bin Laden now. You know, that's how it is. And the whole town, they let the whole town know that we got Michael. You know what they did? They put this man on top of a car like a Christmas tree. And then rode him around town. They went to the junkyard. I mean, the whole town was there. Everybody
and
wanted
his dead bodies on the ground.
Yeah, no, his dead on a car.
On the car, so
like a trapped up like a Christmas tree, trying to go to a house. And then they went to the junkyard. They said, "No, it's like," and the one of the police said, "This ain't how we do things." And the black cowboy policeman from the last movie said, "Tonight we do." They went to the junkyard. They went to the meat grinder. They threw that man in the meat grinder. Everybody was like, yeah, we finally did. They got rid of this mother. Like his body, they knew the only one way to really get rid of him is to decimate this fool. He said there was no funeral. There was no parade. We just got this evil up out of here. And that was it. And they just lived their life.
That's what happened in the last movie.
Now that's the review. So the only crazy parts about this movie was that for some reason they made Corey some random guy, the main character, and then Michael Myers was only in the movie for like 5 minutes of showtime, really.
5 minutes?
That's what it felt like. They kept showing Corey most of the time. If you really wanted to, like, and then it was like, what? I don't care about this love interest between some guy and the daughter. Like, what's going on?
They should have killed him in the movie before this movie.
Yeah, they should have.
No way. He beat up all in reality.
Oh yeah, he did.
No, I mean I know he did. I'm just saying that logically, you think he Batman?
Yeah.
Even Batman can't beat a whole platoon. He tried. He got a lot of them, but they got him eventually.
Yeah, that movie is crazy. I hope y'all enjoyed the review. Man. It's Joker. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir! Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.